This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The French Constitutional Council is expected to rule later today on special COVID-19 virus passes for all restaurants and domestic travel, while also mandating vaccinations for all health workers. Both measures have prompted protests and political tensions across France, but the country has begun dealing with a fourth wave of infections. Under the law, healthcare workers must begin getting vaccinations by September 15th or risk suspension. It also requires a health pass to enter all restaurants, trains, planes, and other public venues. To get the pass, people must either have proof they are fully vaccinated or have recently tested negative or recovered from the virus. So far, just half of the people in France are fully vaccinated. Australia's most populous state on Thursday reported its worst day of locally transmitted COVID-19 cases of the pandemic, with a record 262 new infections and 5 deaths. The Premier of New South Wales said 4 of the victims had not been vaccinated and the 5th had received a single dose of the AstraZeneca vaccine in May. As case numbers in the state continues to surge, New South Wales Chief Health Officer issued a new plea Thursday for residents to book an appointment to receive their vaccine. Only 20% of Australian adults are fully vaccinated, according to the latest government figures. And the Biden administration is moving toward requiring nearly all foreign visitors to the U.S. to be vaccinated for the coronavirus. A White House official speaking to the Associated Press said the requirement would come as part of the administration's phased approach to easing travel restrictions for foreign citizens to the country. For more news, please join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. Pope Francis resumed his routine of holding weekly audiences with the general public a month after he underwent bowel surgery. During the much-awaited appearance on Wednesday, he recalled the anniversary of the devastating Beirut port explosion and expressed the desire to someday visit Lebanon. Francis appealed to the international community to offer concrete facts of help to the Lebanese people and not just words. Francis, who was 84, was hospitalized back on July 4th in Rome for the operation during which a section of his colon was removed. Belarusian Olympic sprinter Kristina Tymanovskaya, who feared for her life at home after criticizing her coaches on social media, flew into Warsaw on Wednesday night on a humanitarian visa after leaving the Tokyo Olympics, according to a Polish diplomat. It's not clear what's next for the 24-year-old, neither in her sporting life or personal life. The International Olympic Committee is investigating what led to her being removed from the Belarus team. Her husband fled Belarus shortly after his wife said she would not be returning. Poland has also offered him a visa. Myanmar's ambassador to the United Nations, who has refused to leave his post despite being fired by the junta after the February coup, sent a letter to the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres this week saying 40 bodies had been found in July in the Saigang area of the northwestern region of Myanmar. The junta has denied the massacre in the township of Kanai, while news agencies have not been able to independently verify the reports due to mobile networks being cut in the remote region. Myanmar has been in turmoil since the army ousted the civilian leadership back on February 1st, launching a crackdown on dissent that has killed hundreds of people. The Taliban condemned the United States Wednesday for what it described as plain interference in Afghanistan by offering to resettle Afghan civilians with affiliations to international forces who could be targeted by the insurgent group. Washington announced the program that offers thousands of Afghan interpreters, translators, along with their families, a chance to relocate as refugees in America. U.S. and NATO allies are just weeks away from winding down their military missions in the war-torn South Asian nation after 20 years. The troop withdrawal, however, has led to a record escalation in insurgent violence as the Taliban has overrun dozens of government-held districts. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.